Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 21 December 2021. And I have several announcements to make, but I'm going to hold those announcements to the bottom of the hour. Because our guest tonight, Dr. Jane Orient, is a lady I'm so honored to have on. She's a busy lady, so I'm only going to have her on for a half an hour. But she has some news she wants to share about the cost for doctors and nurses that are standing up against this COVID tyranny. And I want her to share with her information and stories with y'all. Now, she'll only be here, like I said, a half an hour, so I'm going to let her just give her the whole half hour to share what's on her mind. And the next half hour, but you and I, we're going to talk a while, okay? And I have several announcements to make also. Dr. Jane Orient, it's an honor to have you tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to say hi to us.
Well, thank you for bringing out the truth about what is going on here. Certainly what is going on is evil, sinister, unprecedented, and it's full of questions and uncertainties, but I think Absolutely. We can be certain about one thing, like you say in your little introduction there, this is a war.
Amen. Amen. This is a war for the last vestige of liberty in our country. I think you agree with that.
Well, I think so. And we look at what's happening in Australia, and in Austria, and coming soon in Germany, that everyone is panic-stricken and is blaming people who haven't gotten the jab for the problem, even though the problem is getting worse and worse the more people get these vaccines.
That's right.
It is particularly disheartening to me to see how much divisiveness there is in this country, that people are bullying their family members if they have chosen not to get a vaccine. That I just got a letter from my high school pen pal in Germany who was saying that she thinks that people who don't get the vaccine should be punished and they should be kicked out of their profession. You know, she's just an ordinary, nice housewife and grandmother, but so many people in the world feel that way. And so they're not objecting to what they're doing because they think it's the right thing. It's for their health and their safety.
Well, according to statistics, 3 out of 5 families in the U.S. told the family members not to come to the dinners this holiday weekends if you are not vaccinated. And that's really a sad situation.
Well, it certainly is, particularly since it doesn't even make sense from a public health perspective, because vaccinated people can get infected and can transmit the disease. And that saying that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is simply not true. If we look at Israel and the United Kingdom, where I think the statistics are maybe less manipulated than here, most of the people in the hospitals are vaccinated. And one of my patients, who is a nurse who works at the COVID ICU, said that it's about 50-50 vaccinated and unvaccinated in her ICU, and none of the patients that she's been taking care of had had the advantage of some early outpatient treatment.
Wow.
So it's not only that we're trying to give people this mass experimental vaccine that's causing a lot of deaths and disability, including heart failure and strokes and amputations in people. I mean, it's rare enough that maybe you haven't seen a case yourself, but there have been many thousands reported to the reporting systems. But then they're denying life-saving treatment and kicking doctors out of the profession already.
Yes.
Who dare to prescribe it. I get calls from all over the country of people whose relatives are in the hospital, and the doctors are following this lockstep protocol that comes from the administration of the hospital. A lot of the doctors seem to believe in it, that they think that, oh, these medicines don't work and they're not been proven. They won't even give a vitamin cocktail to the people, despite, you know, evidence that just vitamin C or vitamin D may help, much less give them ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine that have saved many lives. And if people want help, it's hard to know what to suggest to do for them, because if they do find a doctor who's willing to give the medicine, he's risking his career.
Yes. That's very true. And I'm sure that you know some doctors have been through this. I know personally some doctors who've been challenged and threatened with this already. And they're not shutting up. They're still spreading the word, and I don't know what the future holds. But it's a shame that you can't speak the truth today. The freedom of speech, your opinion, is no longer allowed if it opposes the mass media's opinion. But that's what you're seeing also. But what do you see going on with all this? What's in your profession, what you do? I know you have a lot of testimonies you can share with this so-called disease. What's happening with this, Dr. Jane? What's going on?
Well, I mean, there is a disease, and it is very transmissible, and most people get over it, and a lot of them don't even know they have it, but it does make some people very, very sick, and it does put people in the hospital, and people die of it. I think that the people who are saying, who, you know, have had experience treating thousands of patients, or the Yale epidemiologist Harvey Risch, that maybe hundreds of thousands of people, maybe 85% of the people who have died, need not have died had they gotten early treatment with old, safe, repurposed drugs.
Yes, absolutely.
And
instead, absolutely.
They've been put in the hospital. The fact that the significance of blood clots was ignored for a long, long time. Finally, maybe they're getting some better treatment. But they're still getting remdesivir, which this godlike figure, Anthony Fauci, says is a standard of care. Even though, as soon as you give it to people, their liver function tests go haywire. Their kidney tests start to show damage to the kidneys. I talked to one person today whose husband was on dialysis with COVID. And it's probably because of remdesivir. I can't tell without, you know, getting the hospital records. But he's paralyzed, sedated, on a ventilator,
oh,
and
my.
On a dialysis.
Oh, my. That is so...
This really should not be happening here. And if we would... To look at the record throughout the world of what the death rates are, the United States death rates are terrible. Despite all of this pre-vaccination, the place in the world with the best or the lowest death rates is Africa, where many fewer people have been vaccinated, but they routinely use things like hydroxychloroquine for malaria prophylaxis, or ivermectin for parasitic diseases. And hundreds of millions, maybe billions of people have taken these drugs for decades, and they are about the safest drugs that we have. So if the drug is safe, even if you don't have a gold standard randomized controlled trial that you approve of to show that it's helpful, why not try it? I mean, doctors have said thousands of their patients have taken it, have gotten well, and have had no problems with the drug. Why can't we at least try it? Why don't we at least tell people about vitamin D, that you're very unlikely to die of COVID if your vitamin D levels are adequate, and at great risk if they're not adequate, And most people in the world, or at least in this country, are vitamin D deficient.
That's true.
So they need supplementation. Dr. Fauci admits to taking it himself, but will he tell you about it? I haven't heard him.
I haven't either. But, you know, I know from personal testimonies to me from other places all over the country what people have seen happen. I've had at least three people, and one of them I know personally, who come down with the symptoms and took ivermectin and actually took the horse paste, and within 24 hours it turned them around. Now, I have this personal testimony from people from all over the country, and one lady I know very well who was sick and took it and it cured it. My brother had symptoms, took ivermectin, and within one day his symptoms started turning around. So this is actually, folks, this is a proven item that does work for this. But for some reason, they don't want you to use it, and I kind of think the reason is they don't want you to die. To be quite honest with you, I believe that. When the World Economic Forum says they want to cut the world's population down to 500,000, folks, that's 7.5 million got to die. Why would I believe anything else? And Dr. Jane, you, the practice you're in, how many patients have you treated that you've used ivermectin or other drugs when that helped them?
Well, I've treated a few dozen patients, and everybody has gotten better. I have an extremely limited practice. I have a full-time job doing other things than seeing patients. So I'm relying, my own experience corroborates what I'm saying, but I'm relying on people who've treated thousands of patients, and they're saying that their patients are getting well, and they rarely end up in the hospital and hardly ever die. And then we see case reports of people who have resorted to aggressive legal action to force the hospital to allow an outside physician to give the patient ivermectin, or when they've smuggled the ivermectin in. And patients who were at death's door have turned around. And I don't know how many times you have to see that happening before, if your loved one is sick, you say, well, why don't we at least try?
Well, you're right. And how many situations have you seen already the so-called vaccine, the jab, it's not a vaccine, has caused health issues, some killing some. How many have you seen die from it and severely hurt from these jabs?
I haven't myself seen anybody die from it. I've seen one person who's not my patient who got the jabs, and while he was able to hike across Scotland a couple summers ago, he has severe heart failure. He's down to like one-third of his cardiac capacity, and neither he nor his doctor probably is willing to suggest it might have been the jabs that did it. But you see these reports on the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System or in the British Yellow Card System, or even the FDA is admitting that some people get inflammation of the heart muscle that can lead to heart failure.
Absolutely.
And they say that it's rare and usually mild. Well, I don't know how rare it is, but I'm not sure how much of a risk of that you would be willing to take yourself in return for the minimal benefit of the vaccine, which you wouldn't need if you were allowed to get early outpatient treatment.
Well, you know, we've seen, and I do follow this pretty closely, because that's why we discuss it. Even the church I pastor, we cover current events in our Bible studies, and we show things, you know, that's happening all around the world. And nations like Israel, where at least 85% of people have been vaccinated, most of the ones getting sick now with COVID have been vaccinated, some of them more than twice. So obviously the jabs aren't working. They're working to do maybe what they want to do. They're killing people, making them sick. But it's not stopping the COVID vaccine, COVID virus, I mean. And they haven't even found the COVID virus yet. They haven't been isolated yet. So how do you make a vaccine against something that you can't isolate?
Well, I think that the things have been isolated. I don't really believe the statements that nothing's been isolated, because the virus has been sequenced and something is causing the illness. And so we do have a virus. Yeah, we do have a virus. And it does seem to be changing.
Oh, they do change. Yeah, Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, there's been some controversy about this, but we cannot say that the disease does not exist, that the virus does not exist. You know, people are getting sick. We're sequencing something. There are virology labs all over the world. Something like 16,000 patent documents were reviewed in a medical journal, and they've been working on this since 1974, patenting patenting coronaviruses and patenting research discoveries that are related to coronavirus. So, I mean, there are thousands of scientists throughout the world who are investigating this.
Well, I know there's a virus. I know there's a virus. I mean, I don't think it'd be an isolated specific one yet to prepare something against. But why would they want to patent viruses? In order to patent something, you have to create something. Why are they creating these viruses?
Well, the reason,
what's the point?
There's a profit motive here that coronavirus diseases are very common in humans and animals. They cause a lot of veterinary illnesses that can be very bad for the animal husbandry industry. And so they are hoping to make a profit from treatments and vaccines for these viruses. And they've seen a profit motive here, and that's why they've been seeking patents.
But again, in order to have a patent, you have to invent it. So are they inventing the viruses so they can patent them?
Oh, well, you don't invent a virus. You get viruses, you find viruses, and they may be manipulated in the laboratory. The capability for genetic engineering that we have now is really awesome. So we can change the features of the viruses.
So what they did, they change them enough to be able to patent them, in other words. They manipulate them enough so they can at least patent them and say they invent them. That's what the idea is.
Well, this is kind of a controversial area in the law because supposedly you cannot patent something that comes from nature.
Right, right.
So it could be that they're disregard law or that they have to alter things to a certain extent in order to be able to claim that they invented it.
Well, I know that you know a lot of doctors. I know that you know Dr. Mikovits and Dr. Madej and Dr. Timpani. You know all those people, I'm sure, and a lot more than that, that have been stepped out on the branch, out on the limb, so to speak, to expose this. And they're catching flack over it. They truly are. I mean, they've been persecuted for it. And of course, Dr. Mikovits' husband, Dave, just passed away a couple of weeks ago, and that was a sad thing to hear. But so, you know, we sometimes we forget, Dr. Jane, that people like you, people like Dr. Mikovits and the rest of them are real people with real life's problems, just like everybody else. You know, a lot of people think, well, you're a preacher and a pastor. You don't have the problems I do. Yeah, I do. I have problems. I have loved ones that die. Loved ones that are sick. I have financial problems sometimes. We all have problems. So just because you're a doctor doesn't take you out of the world of problems, does it?
Oh, well, certainly not. But, you know, I'm trying to focus not so much on there are all kinds of theories out there about how this virus came about and who's responsible for it. My main focus is on sick people. What can we do to make them well? And what should we avoid doing? Why should we have people participating in this massive, uncontrolled experiment with a vaccine? And maybe there's a sinister purpose behind it, but I can just say with absolute certainty, we do not know the long-term consequences because we can't, because it hasn't been around that long.
And that is a very truthful statement and a kind of a scary one also. We know these so-called vaccines, I keep saying that, they're not vaccines. We know that they're gene-altering drugs, devices, and they never really were tested. We know that also. They were brought out in a couple months and given to the people, never really tested. And we've seen all over the world results from these jabs, killing people, making people sick. People are rioting in the streets, they're starting to get violent, and I can understand why they are. Especially in places like Australia and Austria, where they're really clamping down. In Austria, if you break the rules, you can get fined up to, I think, $2,200. Or if you don't pay the fine, you spend about a year in jail, perhaps. So we're seeing a total crackdown on healthy people. We're quarantining healthy people, Dr. Jane. That's never been done before in history I know of. We quarantine the healthy and let the sick do what? Walk the streets? I mean, the healthy people don't need quarantine. So this is totally backward what we're used to. And it's all over the world, not just here.
Well, and you know what the controversy was about trying to quarantine for a while people who might be carrying Ebola, which is lethal in a very high percentage of cases. Or we must not stigmatize people who are HIV positive and shut down the places where this disease might be transmitted. So, But with COVID, we're just acting completely the opposite of how we are with other illnesses.
But that and why do you think that is?
It's well, Pastor, I don't try to read people's motives. I'm trying to look at the results. And the result has been to destroy families, to destroy churches, to destroy the economy, to destroy people's livelihoods, to destroy their mental health. And for what?
Yes, yeah, for what? That's right. You're right. I mean, really, you're right. So yes, the problem with this, ever since this started back in March of last year, and it's been about a year and a half since you started pulling all these shenanigans worldwide, we're seeing lots of problems with people, drug problems going up. We're seeing marital problems going up. We're seeing suicides go up. We're seeing businesses go out of business. I mean, I think something like 400,000 small businesses went out of business in this country since last year. We're seeing a lot of tearing down of society, period. Now, this is not an accident. I can't buy this. This is an accident. I can't believe that the leaders, Fauci and all of them, and people beyond him, said, well, we're surprised this happened. We didn't think this would happen. Now, come on. We know better than that. They keep dragging this out and dragging this out. Here in West Virginia, this on the local news tonight, the governor is releasing, I think, 50 men from the excess fund of her state. We have excess money in the state to try to hire nurses for the hospitals. People are quitting. They won't take the jab. The reporters said we don't have a problem with beds. We have lots of beds, but no staff to man the beds. So people are getting angry, and they're giving up their jobs. And now we see the medical system suffering because of this. But don't tell me the higher ups don't know this is happening. They do know, but they just don't care. I mean, a year ago, these people were heroes, and now they're villains.
Well, exactly, and they are not admitting that the reason we're having the hospitals overstressed is because we don't have people to staff them, and the reason
That's
we don't
right.
have people to staff them is that we fired them.
That's right.
And a lot of them were already immune. They were naturally immune. They had the virus. They got sick, or they didn't realize they were sick, but they've got antibodies. They're far better protected than with the vaccine, but because they won't submit themselves to this jab, which some countries have outlawed in people under the age of 30, because we don't know the effect on fertility, we don't know the effects on cancer, and young men are most prone to getting this irreversible permanent damage to their heart muscle. And it would seem to me that as a physician, it would be unethical for me to give a vaccine to a person, even one who requested it, if I felt that it had any significant, like non-zero risk of causing these problems.
Well, you know, in Japan, they're seeing problems with it with these jabs. Japan just told their citizens today, don't discriminate against the unvaccinated. In other words, don't blame them for what's happening. Japan sees problems with these vaccinations, these so-called vax, and they're starting to speak up a little bit. So countries are getting their eyes open to the truth, and even the governments of these countries realize there's something not right here. So you have to wonder,
right?
You have to wonder how come the rest of us are so dumb. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they're very smart people who know what's going on, but it's amazing that such a large proportion of the American population is believing them. I mean, why are they believing drug companies that have paid billions of dollars in criminal fines? Why are they believing Anthony Fauci, who probably hasn't been responsible for a patient since about 1973, and who has miles of conflicts of interest? Why are they putting such trust in these people? And they've been in charge of this pandemic, and what has happened? I mean, 800,000 deaths while they were in charge? Are they doing a good job?
Yeah, you're right, right. Well, now there are even pharma scientists who admit the COVID vaccines are causing blood clots. They admit it. I mean, this is known, and they admit it. Now, this is
yeah.
on the news, Mail Online. They admit it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
in the J&J vaccine, but the others are just as bad. And so maybe they're diverting attention from the problems with the messenger RNA vaccines by attacking the J&J vaccine for blood clots, but all of them can cause blood clots.
Well, you know, I didn't see this mentioned on the news anywhere. I didn't hear Japan mention on the news what they're exposing. All we hear is fear. We don't hear about this nation saying, "Hey, this isn't working. We got to do something different." You know, when AstraZeneca admits and uncovered what's causing the blood clots in the jab, but that never makes the news. It said the vaccine kind of acts like a magnet and attracts platelets, which the body mistakes for threats and attacks, so they form blood clots. It kills people. But they're not mentioning that. That ABC didn't say be careful about the AstraZeneca shot because they admit it causes problems. So there's so much cover-up here that you cannot deny that this has been done on purpose.
Well, it sure looks like it. But we can see the results, and we need to do something different. We need to promote early multi-drug therapy sequenced properly, understanding what the disease does. And we should not be giving people vaccines where the risk is, in my opinion, higher than the benefit. But certainly we should not be forcing it on them. Certainly we should not be concealing the fact that there are these very serious dangers that most people would not consider taking a risk of even one in a million that might happen to them.
Well, Dr. Jane, we're about out of time. I know you want to quit the bottom of the hour. Tell folks how they can find your information online.
AAPSonline.org, AAPSonline.org. And right at the top of our homepage, there is a free booklet that you can download that will talk about the recognizing the disease, how the disease progresses, and what you can do with nutritional elements and with early drug treatment.
And Dr. Jane, I know you're really busy, but thank you once again for taking time to join us tonight and sharing what you know is going on from your experience. Not what you assume, but what you know. Thank you, folks. And folks, it's AAPS. That's Alpha Alpha Papa Sierra. AAPS
online.org. Online. Don't the online part.
Yeah, AAPS online. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. APSonline.org. Dr. Jane, God bless you. It's good talking to you. May I call you again sometime in the future for a follow-up?
Oh, sure.
Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go now. So we're going to break, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, sweetheart.
All right.
I mean, thank you. I mean, what a sweet lady to take time out of her schedule. Folks, she is slammed. Matter of fact, when we called her to be on the program, she was on the phone with the pharmacy on hold waiting for them. She went off of that to come to do our broadcast tonight. She stays covered up because she's trying to make a difference. I mean, what can you say about that? After the break, I got a few announcements to make. And I'm open phone lines up tonight. I don't do this very often. Tonight is open topic. I'm going to give you a half hour, folks, to speak your mind. Don't say the Pastor Rich don't speak your mind. Tonight, you're nice, speak your mind. You give a praise report. You can just tell anything you can say, anything you want to say. Any topic you want to cover tonight is yours. 844-769-2944.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, you folks, we're back. I'm going to take phone calls in a minute, and tonight is your broadcast. Now, I want you to share what's on your mind. I want you to share what's in your heart. I want you to feel free to speak what you want to say. And if you're angry, that's fine. I get angry, too. But let's be civil. Tell the truth and be angry, but let's not get into anything vulgar. I know you won't. You folks aren't like that. If you want to call and talk to me, you can. I'll get the phone calls in a minute at 844-769-2944. Now, a couple of announcements. I want to tell you that the REM sleep and the Tranquil is about gone. I have two orders left of each. I have seven bottles of Tranquil, actually. But I have two full orders. So we have six bottles of Tranquil, per se, and six bottles of REM sleep. They go three for $40.95. When these are gone, folks, I would not get any more. The manufacturer has to have a lot of cash up front to be able to handle this. Now, I don't have that kind of money. So this will be our last call, probably, for REM sleep and Tranquil. I have two orders left of both. So if you want three of either one of them, you better call tomorrow and let Lisa know that you want three of you can get all six bottles of the REM sleep if you want, or all six bottles of Tranquil. I don't really mind. You just have to double the order, $40.95 twice. If you want it, call and let her know tomorrow morning at 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can call us and save us some money if you dial 304-846-4448. So, please, folks, don't let it go by. And as I said last night, for the next six nights, and last night was the first night, we're giving away a free copy of my latest book, Volume 3. It's a study, folks. These Volume 1, 2, and 3 of Words of Wisdom, Knowledge from God's Word are study manuals. Actually, they teach lessons. Every chapter is a lesson with scripture and history to back it up. So they're study manuals. The last one is Volume 3, is $10.95. A listener called in saying give away one a night for the next 2 weeks. So if you want a free copy of Volume 3 of Words of Wisdom Instruction from God's Word, call the same number I just said, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Leave your name and address very slowly, please, and your telephone number in case we don't get the address. Name, number, name, address, and phone number, and let us know you want the free copy. Lisa knows what to do. I've already told her. So you be sure and call right now if you like. Leave it on the answer machine and say I want the free book that's offered tonight on Pastor Butch. Do that, please. We would be honored to send it to you. And I have a 14-page document that I found that sent to me online today, written by a pastor named Nathan Leal, L-E-A-L. It's entitled Operation Omicron, the Disclosure. It's 14 pages long. I read it. I took time to read it. It was impressive, to say the least. Very impressive. It ties together the name of the so-called virus with what it really means in the translation. It's powerful, powerful. I know a lot of you folks do not have a computer. So I had the 14-page document. If you want it, shipped to you, it'd be $5, folks. I got to pay for envelopes and handling and postage. And postage is a killer anymore. If you want this 14-page document, just say I want the document Operation Omicron. Just say I want the one about the vaccine. 14 pages sent to you for $5. And I hope that you will take time to get it, read it, make copy, and share with your friends. If you do have a computer, just go online and type in Operation Omicron, O-M-I-C-R-O-N. You'll find it on there. But if you don't, folks, this will be in January's News Magazine. I send it out to everybody on the newsletter today. Everybody gets our list today, receive this document online. If you don't have a computer, it won't do you any good. But if you don't receive our magazine and an email blast, you're missing the best out there. And not because I do it. Because I know. I see a lot of them. But to get on our newsletter list, you just have to email me and say I want on the list. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. Or call Lisa and give her your email address. We'll add you to the list. Now, folks, I'm doing this because I'm trying to help you with all I can to reach your friends and family. I know it's frustrating because people just don't seem to care in mass. But this Operation Omicron, folks, will open your eyes to a lot of things of what's going on and why they're doing. Please don't put off getting that, okay? I mean, it's that important. I want you to have it. And we do have a new shipment of books in, Once Saved, Always Saved, the lie of it, the lie of Once Saved, Always Saved. We got the books in. For $5, they delivered to your door. They were given to us as a gift. So I'm up, let them go out here at $5 a piece, not to pay your postage and handling. And folks, if you want to know the truth about the Once Saved, Always Saved doctrine, we had the book to prove it. If you want it, get it. If you have enough courage to believe the truth, okay, just get it. That's all I can do is offer it to you. And it can't make you do it. Now, as I said, tonight is an open line night. You can call or share anything you want to share. Give a testimony, a prayer request, whatever you want to do. I don't get to do this very often anymore because we're only on 3 nights a week now. But let's go first to Washington State and talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, welcome. Come on in. Hi, Carolyn.
Oh, there. Now, can you hear me better?
Now I can hear you better. Yes.
Okay. I have tried to start a list several times of all the things. I am not a pre-tribber. I think you're not either, right? You don't believe in the pre-trib tribulation?
I do not. Rapture. I used to read the Bible.
I did too. But I've tried to start a list several times. I always feel like I'm missing something. I wondered if maybe in your spare time you could do a complete list of all the things that are happening that we're living through that we're not supposed to see much of. GMO foods, poison from air, water, and food, ships off our shores. And that's a revelation whether we'll feel sad that they can't deal with us anymore. I'm not sure if that's one of the signs or not. Famine that started, disease that's going rampant, more earthquakes and volcanoes, etc., than ever before. People divided like never before. The list goes on. And I would love to have a whole, you've got more information than me, you're smarter than me about that, list of all the things that, okay, I started a little booklet. I'm asking all my friends, and pre-tribulation rapture, I said, what I won't be here to see. And you'd be amazed the people that simply won't answer that, because I don't know why, but some of them say they won't see the two witnesses, won't see the Antichrist reveal himself after the rapture, the two witnesses again, and pestilence. So I've started a list to try to get people to say what they won't see to prove that it's happening.
And well, we're told in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 clearly says that the church will be here when the Antichrist revealed. It clearly says that. Revelation 13 says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Revelation 13 says that the beast will overcome the saints. The saints are the church.
Right.
If the church isn't here, then how's the beast overcome them? Folks, this is common sense. And we offer a little book here, a little booklet entitled To Deceive the Elect. It's about the pre-trib rapture. It's entitled To Deceive the Elect. I think it's $8 or $10. But it's a great little book. People can read it in maximum an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called To Deceive the Elect. And we're working real hard to get a new catalog out here. So we'll have all this in a new catalog probably first of the month. Go ahead.
So that would probably have most everything that I named, the GMO foods and the famines.
I don't think it'll have all that in it, no, but I think it'll have scripture to prove that you're right. I mean, there's scripture to back up what you're saying. I don't think it lists things like that particularly. Because when this book's written, they didn't know about all this stuff. We didn't have all this nonsense going on. We weren't taken into a slave state by a virus. And the demonic activity behind this is unbelievable. Do you have a computer? Do you have a computer to use?
I'm not real good at it, but I have one.
Well, do you receive our email blast?
No, I wrote that down, and you said call Lisa, and then you didn't give the phone number. I don't know how
it's our office number, the same office number, the 304-846-4448. You can call that. But I sent out an email yesterday on the 2012 Olympics, one of the most telling videos I've ever seen in my lifetime about what was coming with COVID in 2012, 8 years before it happened. They were exposing, they had doctors dancing around children's beds, sick beds. Doctors, I mean, we're talking about a huge presentation here of thousands of people dancing around, nurses, doctors, and dancing around sick people in the hospital. Then it showed a body full of cells. And shows that this is the truth. You saw the picture of the virus, the so-called coronavirus. You saw what it looks like. Comes out. It's like a ball with stickies on it. In 2012, they had people dressed up like those balls coming up in the body among the cells. They had the spike protein. You see pictures of that with the real pointy spikes coming up with that. They had the Hydra, the long skinny beast with a small head and many legs. Rising up out of the body also. Now we've seen those things on video being alive. Dr. Madej exposed that some months ago.
Right.
All this was shown on TV in 2012, Carolyn. When I send those videos out, that's how important you are. That's why I like to get you on the mailing list so you receive it. You can show that to your friends. This was talked about and nobody knew what it meant. I didn't watch it, but I wouldn't have understood it. Not many people would because it hadn't happened yet. Now it's in our face and people still don't recognize it.
I think you said I could go to your website and find it, and I started
to,
and I think I got sidetracked. How do you find it again?
Just go to PastorButch.com and look under Health News or COVID or COVID hoax, either one. You'll see it on there.
Okay, hoax. Okay. I will go after all that. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. And you'll be sure to get that little book on the rapture. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay, thanks, Carolyn, for the call.
Okay, bless your heart. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetheart. The phones are empty. I can't believe it. A chance for you to speak your mind tonight, and people, nobody's calling in to speak your mind. Nobody got an opinion, I don't guess. Nobody has anything they want to say. Nobody wants to give a testimony. Nobody wants to give a praise report. Nobody wants to speak up and oppose something going on. 844 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, before I forget, tomorrow night will be Deborah Travaris. So I won't have much to say tomorrow night because she does the program by herself. I just listen. So tomorrow night will be another Power Pack program. And for those of you who are used to listening on shortwave is still down. The transmitters are still down at WWCR on the frequencies that I am on. So if you listen now online or phone, I want you to know again that they'll be back up as soon as possible. I spoke to them last Thursday. They're still waiting for some parts to come in. So they've been down now for about 3 weeks. I want you to let you know since the week before Thanksgiving. Again, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you. We're here tonight to take your phone calls. We're here because we want you to be part of this. Friends, this is not my ministry. This ministry belongs to God Almighty. I'm just a servant. This is our ministry. If you're out there listening tonight, whether you donate or whatever you don't, if you don't can't, that's fine. If you're listening, you're praying for us. It is our ministry. This is not my ministry. I'm the host. I'm the voice behind the microphone. But this is not mine. I'm a servant doing my duty, just as you are. So there are no big eyes and little U's in the body of Christ. I'm just a servant like everybody else. I don't want to be anything other than that because that's all that I am. So tonight, if you want to speak, you speak your mind. It's your program tonight. The time is paid for, and airtime is not inexpensive. Believe me, airtime is expensive. So let's use it up and use it wisely for the glory of God and for the sake of other people. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
How you doing?
Okay. That's a little weird. Hot weather here, but what the hey?
Hey, yeah, that beats four foot of snow, ain't that?
Snow. I can do without the snow.
I can too, my friend. That's a four-letter word. But anyway, what's on your mind?
That's a dirty word, yeah. Uh-huh. It starts with an F, and I'm not going to say it.
So what's on your mind tonight?
But, you know,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, now then. Oh, hey. They've always been at it for a long time, these people. Trying to do their little con job. But try to get the people to believe a lie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But let's go to World War I, World War II. There's a lot of people believe that World War II was the Nazis were killing Jews. Now, that's one of the biggest lies of all. Even though there are people that will say it's true, we know it's a lie.
You know, I won't say that I'm a Hitler fan, but I do know that Hitler was forced into war. He was forced to invade Poland. He was forced to. He didn't want to. He pleaded not to.
This FBI was part of it. That's the problem.
So this is way England had that for that. I mean, he said, I don't want to do this. Don't make me. But they made him. But I won't get into all details. So he wasn't. I'll say it definitely wasn't a saint, but he wasn't the boogeyman.
Yeah, but everybody made out to be a communist too.
Well, Roosevelt and.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill were wicked men, conned their way into the war. We know the war was started by the bombing of Pearl Harbor that was known about by Roosevelt at least a month in advance. So we were conned into it, as all wars.
Yeah, look what Churchill did to Dresden.
Yeah, this is...
He really turned that place into hell on earth.
Yeah. I mean, look back at history, Mick. I know you have. I mean, look what got us into Vietnam, a lie in Vietnam, a lie in Korea. All this is done to get us involved in foreign entanglements for the rich man's pocket and to further the New World Order's plan for world domination.
Uh-huh.
That's what it boils down to.
And I think, well, should we have the United Nations? No.
No,
we
shouldn't.
We don't need them.
The League of Nations was started by Wilson, of course, and other New World Order minds to bring us into a New World Order. That's what the whole plan was. So this is where we are today because of our ignorance as a people. We even when you show people the truth, and I've watched this on History Channel years ago, the History Channel, public TV, revealed that the trick of getting us into World War II and the Vietnam. I watched both of them. And the people that watch it either don't care are not intelligent enough to capture, but they just ignore it or something.
Yeah.
They don't seem to care. You know, so. Anything else you want to say?
Well, let's say, let's start with old Churchill. He really hated himself, because he's my great-grandfather's first cousin. Get that?
Okay.
All because why? He hated the Native American Indians, but he thought they were the same people as the people there in India. Just show you how stupid the person was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It is amazing, Mick. It really is. Now I'm getting calls coming in here, Mick. I'm going to turn you loose and get somebody else on, okay?
Yeah, hey, sure.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Talk later.
Jan and Iowa, come on in.
Hello.
Hello.
First lady that called was talking about the signs of Jesus' return.
Right.
And how much, but she left out the signs in the heavens, and she left out the comet.
Well, that's true. There'll be signs in heaven. That's right. Yeah.
True. She left out the comet. Remember, I read that High Signs book by that author, the gentleman you had on.
Yes.
I read his book, and he's got the truth, the proof in there. And then in Revelations, I think it's Revelations, it states that there will be an army of angels to protect his remnant through the tribulation. If we were going to be raptured, we wouldn't need an army of angels to protect us.
That's true. And also said many people worshiping will be killed during the tribulation also, as they have been for thousands of years. You know, we have to learn to accept something. People don't want to hear this, and it's not pleasant, Jan, but we serve him. He doesn't serve us. His will be done on earth, not ours. If it means that we're sacrificed, then so be it.
Yeah.
You know?
Last night I called into another program. I told them, hey, there's no sense in being upset, no sense in spending your whole every day of your life worried about who's going to attack us or what's going to be next. We just have to deal with it as it comes. Prepare, like he tells us in the Bible. Be ready to defend ourselves.
Amen.
But we don't want to lose ourselves because of some virus or somebody's going to start a war or somebody's going to do this or somebody's going to do that. God will look after us. What happens to us is his decision.
That's exactly right. We're not going to die until our time is up. No point in worrying about it. Live your life to the fullest. Now, I got to jump. Another call coming in. Thank you, Jan, for the call.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have Carolyn call back in. Carolyn, come on in. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. The gal that was just on, she said the comet's coming in. It's in the book. What book?
It's a book wrote by a guy named Peter Huron, H-E-R-O-N. I don't have it. You have to order that online. I don't remember the name. Something about the end times. I can't remember. I didn't read him some months ago with this book. But I don't remember about it. But go ahead.
Okay. But I wanted to see what you thought of. I have read in the past that we think the Gog of Magog is not Russia, this particular person. I don't know where that article is. Read it a year or two ago. Sounded very reasonable. And right now, Russia is being tricked into, they're being said to be on the borders and be the aggressor, and yet we, NATO, we are the aggressors. We have taunted them, Russia.
We have been,
and
yes,
Ukraine
for years.
Ukraine is the one that lined up a lot of military on the border there, forcing Russia to line theirs up, and then NATO comes in, and Ukraine isn't even part of NATO, but we're coming in like mad and threatening to attack them because they're being aggressive when they're not. And I wonder if that isn't where Ezekiel 38:41 says, I'll turn you around and put hooks in your jaws, because they're being forced to protect themselves, and now they're threatening us and everybody else that's connected with NATO, and maybe that will bring the end faster.
It's a good, it's a possibility, and I will say this. Our folks may not believe it and may not want to hear it, but I do believe, and I think this is totally scriptural, that we are going to see an understanding come clear as we go along. When Russia attacks, she is not attacking what we call the nation Israel. She's attacking America. America is in time. We are the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, who we come from. That's our heritage. They're going to attack the city, the nation of unwalled cities. Israel's walls are, Israel's cities are all walled. America's not. We never had walled cities. They're going to attack a people of unwalled cities and many peoples. Israel's not full of many peoples. We are. So that's who they're going to come against. That's prophesied to happen. In Revelation 18, it tells what's going to happen to the United States. In less than an hour, America's going to be going. That's Bible, folks. I can't help it. It's Bible. Anything else you want to say, Carolyn?
Russia has now brought missiles and set up their silos or whatever in the Arctic there, and they are stopping our radar, so we can't tell anything that's coming over the horizon. They've jammed that. They can completely attack us, and we wouldn't know it till it's too late. It's amazing how this is working out, and a lot of this you can listen to and read about on the Hal Turner radio show. He's keeping up with the Russians pretty well and that war over there and what's going on, that the Russians are being set up. Biden's been digging at them forever.
They did the same thing
with
Japan.
They want a war. They want us to go to war with Russia and get weakened, and then the Chinese will step in and take care of both Russia and us.
Well, we will go to civil war, I think, before all this happens. We'll fall apart inside first. Good call, Carolyn. Got to jump out of time. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Good call. And, folks, tomorrow night, said Deborah Tavares. You don't want to miss that. She's a walking encyclopedia with documentation to prove what she says. There's many things in the horizon that I'd like to share with you, but I really don't want to. I'm getting good sources talking about different things, but I don't share them until I can confirm them. Anything can happen anytime. As you know, we were told by some different sources that Russia could attack Ukraine Christmas Eve, the 24th, this Friday. Will they? I don't know. But either way, they're fulfilling prophecy, because there'll be wars and rumors of wars. This is fulfilling prophecy every day and increasing every day, as earthquakes and all other matter of things are happening, as prophesied. Don't be scared. Be excited. We'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Deborah Tavares. Have a great night. Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.